Cheers.
Cheers.
Hi, Tammy.
Hi, Lester.
That's Tammy Coxon with Tammy's Tastings, and we're here for another episode of Cheers to Michigan. Peaches in a mason jar. It reminds me of growing up on the farm. What are we doing with peaches?
We're starting to see some fresh peaches come into the market now, but not nearly as many as we would normally expect this time of year because that polar vortex that we got in January really damaged the southwestern Michigan peach trees. So I thought we should highlight a cocktail today that people could make with the peaches they put up last year so they can save those nice fresh peaches for eating out of hand this year.
I can see a lot of things you can do with peaches. What do you have in mind?
This drink is called the Edgewater Beach, and it's actually a classic cocktail that comes from Chicago, of all places. And it was named after the Edgewater Beach Hotel, which was built in 1916, although they probably borrowed this drink from an earlier cocktail called the Cohasset Punch, which dates back to at least 1899. So this drink has long roots, and you can sort of see that reflected in the ingredients and in the use of something like canned peaches. It does have a Detroit connection, though, because the recipe appears in the same 1951 cocktail book called Bottoms Up, where we rediscovered the Last Word cocktail from, which is, of course, Detroit's most famous cocktail. This particular version of the Edgewater Beach comes to us from a Chicago bartender, and he's revised it a little bit to reflect modern sensibilities, but thought it was really important to keep those canned peaches.
All right, you've also got two rums out. I saw you pour those in the tin. Why two rums?
Why not? Rum is actually a really varied spirit. People don't realize it. They'll tell me, oh, I don't like rum. You've told me I don't like rum, but I have 15 rums on my shelf. I bet I can find one that you like. And so when you can combine those rums of different styles, you can create a drink that doesn't taste like anything you could get out of a single bottle.
I remember one of these rums that we did in an episode in the past, but tell me about them.
So we're using two rums, as you noted today. We're using Dr. Bird. So this is a rum from Jamaica, but it's been selected by Two James Distillery in Detroit, and they go down and select them, blend them, bottle them, and sell that here in Michigan. And then to go along with that, we've got rum from Mammoth Distilling Company, which is up in northern Michigan area.
Right, near Traverse City, right?
Right. They've got a few different locations.
And you do what with them?
I started off by putting the peaches into a shaker tin along with about a tablespoon or a little bit less of a raw sugar, like a sugar in the raw or turbinado sugar, and then 3/4 of an ounce of lime juice and the shell from squeezing that lime juice, so about half of a lime's worth of shell. And that's going to bring some nice oils there. And that all gets muddled together until the sugar dissolves and the peaches break down. Then I'm going to add 3/4 of an ounce of each of the rums, 1/2 ounce of sweet vermouth, bunch of ice, shake it up really well, and then double strain it. So we don't want all those peach bits floating around in our cocktail, so I'm straining it with my Hawthorne strainer on top of the tin and then through a fine mesh strainer like a tea strainer into the glass.
Well, it's pretty, and I want to drink it, or at least take a sip. So I'm going to do that now, if that's okay.
I'm a little worried because I know you don't like rum, but I hope you'll like this one.
We'll see. Love the peaches. I actually like how the peaches work with the rum. I especially noticed the Dr. Bird rum because I've had that in the past, and the peaches work really, really well with that.
Right. The Dr. Bird rum has a lot of these fruity esters that we find in Jamaican rums, so I think you're right that pairing that up with a fruit really plays off the strengths of the rum.
Well, for a rum drink, I'm going to say I really like this. I give it high marks for your Edgewater Beach.
Thanks, Lester. Cheers.